I'm Mark Herz. Dani Shapiro is a best-selling novelist and memoirist. She lives in Bethlehem, Connecticut, and she joins us now to talk about her latest book. It's called Still Writing, The Perils and Pleasures of a Creative Life. And it's as much about living through writing as it is about writing through a life. Dani Shapiro, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here.
This book isn't just coaching. It's memoir weaved together with this sort of with writing coaching to some extent.
Well, it was really born out of 20 years of my life as a writer and as a teacher of creative writing and thinking, what does it take to sit down and do this thing? What lunacy makes anyone yeah. want to sit down and face the blank page when I sit down to start a new piece of work? I'm essentially walking up to the edge of a diving board and diving off, not knowing whether there's any water in the pool. Every time, 8 books into this life, I still am faced with that feeling, and I have to overcome that feeling of self-doubt in order to move forward. And I think that that is a journey of faith of a sort, the faith that if I show up on a daily basis, and this is, I think, what's true for everyone, no matter what we all do, if I show up on a daily basis and I just bring myself without all of these caveats or all of these ideas about, well, I don't feel inspired today, so I shouldn't sit down. Well, it doesn't really matter whether I feel inspired today or not. My best days as a writer are often not when I have felt, quote unquote, inspired. And some of my worst days are when I've sat down and thought, oh, today's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's kind of none of my business.
None of your business?
Yeah, I think for artists, sitting down, there's a passage in Still Writing. It's a quote from Martha Graham, the great choreographer. She was friends with Agnes DeMille, another great choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
And she, at one point, said to Agnes DeMille, "Keep the channel open. No artist is pleased. There is no satisfaction whatever at any time. There is only a queer, divine dissatisfaction that keeps us alive." Or that keeps us marching and makes us more alive than the others. And I love that passage. She also says, it is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares to other expressions.
Mm.
And I think that that's really amazing. And when I think about that, when I sit down, I can't be thinking about an audience, and I can't be thinking about critics, and I can't be thinking about anything other than one word at a time on the page. And so in that sense, it's like following breadcrumbs through a forest. It's one word at a time. And if I'm thinking about what's going to end up between hardcovers, I'm sunk. So in that sense, it's none of my business.
There was one thing you mentioned I just wanted you to tell us more about, that stories are about the dropped stitch. I love that.
Mm. What I'm talking about there is the idea of the fallacy of neatness and tidiness, and also the way that neatness and tidiness is really not very interesting at all. You know, what are the things as human beings that actually really make us interesting, that really are revealing of internal life? They're not the seamlessness of life. They are the dropped stitch. They're the thing where when someone is telling you a story and they reveal something of themselves, they tell the truth about some aspect of themselves that is has maybe up until that point been a little bit hidden. That's mm-hmm. where suddenly it becomes very interesting. Or I will, I teach once or twice a year at Kripalu, which is a center for yoga and meditation in the Berkshires. And I have these large groups of writers who come. And I did something in the last workshop that I taught there where I had this large group of people sitting there on their yoga mats with their pads and their pens. And I said, okay, 3 minutes, begin. I want you to write the single most mortifying thing that if anyone else knew about, you would just die.
Yeah.
And no one's going to see it. You can burn it when you're done. You can rip it up. Go, start writing. And I looked around the room and I watched. No one hesitated. Every single one of them knew what it was and started writing. And then when they finished, I said, you know, if I were another kind of teacher, I would say, okay, just kidding, you all have to read them. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the room would relate to everyone else. It's that hidden place that I think great writers know how to get to in a way that is deeply revealing of character that becomes really universal. And I think that that's a big part of what The Dropped Stitch is.
Dani Shapiro, she's a novelist and a memoirist, and her latest book is called Still Writing, The Perils and Pleasures of a Creative Life. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.